Violence surged in central Kenya earlier this year as armed northern herders brought thousands of cattle, sheep, and goats onto private property, prompting clashes that took the lives of both humans and wildlife. It didn't help that some politicians encouraged constituents to graze their livestock wherever they could find grass and water. Peter Hetz, executive director of the Laikipia Wildlife Forum, says that although the recent elections removed some of those politicians, there are still unresolved issues.
The fact remains is that there are still people with guns and there are still livestock that don't belong here roaming this territory, and the government still must resolve to do something about that.
According to Kenyan Ministry of Interior spokesman Mwende Njoka, security operations in the central parts of the country are still ongoing.
I could give assurance to, both locals and the foreigners who are in that area that at least security has returned to has significantly normalized.
Josh Parrott, the manager for Laikipia's Mugi Ranch, agrees that things have improved since earlier this year. The grass has returned, the wildlife look better, and poaching has dropped significantly, he says. But Parrott says illegal grazing continues, citing several occasions since the end of July when his team caught herds of roughly 400 cattle at a time on the ranch.
Every day we have issues with cows coming in somewhere. It's just not to the scale or to the aggression that it was in January.
The relative gains experienced in central Kenya have not reached the northern semi-arid rangelands, home of many of the pastoralists, according to Frank Pope, CEO of Save the Elephants. He says that after many decades of sustained overgrazing, the topsoil has now disappeared from many of the areas. And as a result, there is nowhere for the large numbers of goats and cattle to graze.
There's been no good rain in the north. There have been some patches of rain, but really there's no let up for the situation in the north. And we'll wait to see what the new government decides to do and whether they decide they can grasp this nettle of how to control grazing amongst the pastoralists. But if they don't, I think the north will continue its march towards full desert conditions.
Experts have encouraged the government to implement long-term rangeland management practices in the north and to explore options of tagging livestock in order to keep track of who owns which animals. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.